My fingers aren't exactly on the pulse, boys.
No.
Your fingers
no.
are like the rib cage.
You don't even have an excuse yet. Your son is an infant.
I always get confused between Drake and Josh and Zach and Cody. Which are the ones who have a sweet
who
life?
Who the fuck is Zach and Cody?
I think Zach and Cody have a sweet life.
Zach and Cody are the twins.
And Cody,
too.
Hey?
But don't you live in a
what
home?
Is, what does Cody say, hey?
Because like eventually the series changed and then it was the sweet life of Zach and Cody and they're on a boat.
Do they make a porno?
That's the one. Aren't those the kids that are...
they're the kids who played the kid in Big Daddy.
I was going to say you're
mad so they, so they made a really bad porno?
They're children, Rob.
Yeah, those pornos are not any good.
So they didn't make a porno, wink.
I'm no longer comfortable
that was,
doing this podcast.
Yeah, that was...
Ugh,
that was bad,
Ryan. Hand me a Jammy Dodger. I don't want the whole fucking plate. I just wanted one.
I don't want to put my fingers on it.
What?
Hand me a draft dodger.
God, it's not a fucking clip.
Hand me a duck dodger in the 25th century.
Duck Dynasty is the thing.
Hey.
Fuck those guys.
Yeah, fuck that show.
As a interesting anecdote, Mark Messier.
Oh, I'm already bored.
Mark Messier.
You like hockey. This is hockey.
Yeah, and Mark Messier is
anything
the
that's preambled by, hey,
the
this is interesting,
okay,
should be like, shut up.
Moves.
Hold on. 6-time Stanley Cup champion, 5 with the Oilers, Mark
Respect.
Messier, did an AMA on Reddit today,
oh, yeah.
And he actually got a question that was, he answered it too, that was, would you rather get hit by a duck the size of Scott Stevens or by 100 Scott Stevens, or, duck-sized Scott Stevens.
Right.
And he answered it, and it was like his answer was like, Scott Stevens was a heck of a player. It was like,
that's not an answer.
I know.
Well, I mean, because every Ask Me Anything on Reddit has the question, would you rather fight 100 duck-sized horses or one horse-sized duck?
What?
Oh. It's like an annoying Reddit thing.
Oh.
Basically everything about Reddit. You can move the cage, Rob.
I'd do the duck-sized horses.
Just push the cage in, and then you can pull it up.
I
would, too.
Yeah.
Because birds are frightening.
Yeah, I don't.
And I've always wanted to stomp a fucking horse into jelly.
You know what? I fucking hate horses.
I don't like them either.
Horses are terrifying.
That's also why I don't care for Sarah Jessica Parker. It's not supposed to slap Rob in the face after that joke.
Horses are scary. They're bigger than me.
I mean, lots of things are bigger than you.
I know, I'm scared of everything
that's bigger than you.
Like this house, yeah, and it's terrible. Like, what if it fell? I'm fucked.
Well, I mean, you're not sitting right underneath it.
You know what? I'm not scared shitless of it. I'm just scared, like, peeless of it because it's not safe.
Oh my god, today I found out that a lot of pregnant women, like, when they're first recovering in the first, like, 5 to 8 weeks, sometimes when they laugh, they pee because their vaginas are all fucky.
Sometimes when I laugh, I pee.
No, but this is like a common thing. Nicole told me that this happens to some women, and I think she was annoyed, but I could not stop laughing.
Did you pee a little?
I did, but I was just like, oh my god, I need to go find every woman who has recently had a baby.
I need to go
her
find
laugh.
Every woman.
Because it's funny when people pee.
So you've never made your wife laugh, is what I'm getting.
No, because she was saying how, well, it came up because she was saying that like every time she thinks that it's been hard, she should remember that she's lucky, because a lot of women aren't as healed as she is at this point. It's good to know we haven't missed a step, boys.
Yeah.
Right back where we left off.
You know what I learned today?
What's that?
Anytime a newborn father watches Scrubs...
newborn father.
watches Scrubs, they cry. I give
okay,
up.
In my defense, it was a specific moment on an episode of Scrubs that was dealing with becoming a new parent.
A newborn father?
A newborn father, and yes, it touched me to no end.
In fairness, I remember crying... God, it got... watching that Freddie Prinze Jr. space fighting movie. I can't
remember. It was the
called.
Wizard of Oz episode.
Oh.
Wait, what he just described?
Oh,
or what
I'm
you cried at?
I'm just ignoring him. I'm talking about Scrubs.
What, he said something about
okay,
Freddie Prinze Jr.
Again,
in
I wasn't
space.
Like ballin'. I was like.
Like ballin'? Like Freddie Prinze Jr.
Yeah,
was when he was
Freddie,
in space?
Like Drake from Drake and Josh?
No, like Freddie Prinze Jr. in Fever Pitch. Or Summer Catch,
ooh.
Not Fever Pitch. Fuck, I missed all my romantic comedies.
Is it
Summer Catch?
Fever Pitch
summer?
Is Drew Barrymore.
Yeah. Well, there's two versions of Fever Pitch. There's the baseball one with Jimmy Fallon and Drew Barrymore, and then there's the cricket one, which is what the novel was based on. About, and I forget, some British people. Are
Colin Firth.
But Summer Catch is
Idris
the one.
Idris Elba.
No, it's not.
No, I was
is
right
it
about
Colin
Firth.
Is he in that?
I'm pretty sure.
Margaret
you
Thatcher.
Don't actually know what to do.
I don't know.
No, but Summer Catch has Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jessica Biel, and they're playing baseball for some reason.
Jessica Biel's really pretty. I think so.
That high pitch kind of did me in a little bit. Well, anyway, welcome to the Geek Stampede Comics Roundup for the week of Wednesday, January the 8th. It's New Year's 2014. We're back. This is volume 3. season 3 of the comics.
All
right
new.
We've been
comics now.
I'm super glad we found you from the wasteland.
Oh yeah, we haven't done an episode since that one where the. That's actually funny now. I think
that was the finale.
Was me doing the Twilight Zone joke.
I actually like just noticed that. Like just
you never
knew about
it?
That oh. until like 3 days ago.
Wasn't it good
when I randomly? I randomly went to Geek Stampede and then I was like, oh, we didn't do this. And I was like, 2 minutes, what? And then I clicked it and I was like, the background noise is way too loud, but. It's
what background noise? It's wind.
Yeah, and it was really loud. Maybe it was just my speakers.
Well, maybe fucking you can next time do the funny bits,
well,
the shtickle up.
Maybe.
I was really proud of that.
It was good.
Apparently the background noise was too loud there.
Yeah, it was.
I'm sorry that we didn't get. Who's a famous? Oh fuck!
Drake.
I screwed this joke up.
Drake.
Apologies.
I'm sorry we didn't get Drake in here to produce our. Is Drake a producer?
Probably.
I don't know who Drake is.
He wears many hats. An apology.
So
is
like,
that why he's famous? Because he puts hats on top of hats? Because
he couldn't use his legs and then he could.
What?
He was in Degrassi and he was in a wheelchair.
Oh my god, Drake was Wheels?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No.
In Degrassi,
Wheels did Degrassi. Die, but just because he was in a wheelchair, they didn't call him Wheels.
Really?
No.
Oh.
They call him Tires.
What was his name?
Crippy Boy.
No, he was only like they discovered he'd been dead for a year and nobody knew, right?
What? No, that's
the
Wheels.
Actor.
The actor who played Wheels on Degrassi was not in a wheelchair. They called him Wheels because he drove a car. The guy we're talking about is Degrassi, Next Generation.
Who's
Drake?
In a wheelchair?
Drake.
Who's
is a
confusing.
Drake is a rapper now, and he played a guy on Degrassi, The Next Generation, and he was in a wheelchair. And they didn't make fun of him for being in a wheelchair. They made fun of him for being foreign.
I'm still confused. You're telling me that the wheelchair guy in Degrassi isn't the character named Wheels?
Yes. Because that would be...
dead.
But the kid who... This is two different shows. Then they're like a decade apart.
Really?
Next Gen. And regular Degrassi. And regular Star Trek.
I've seen 2 episodes of Degrassi. They are the ones with Jay and Silent Bob in them.
That's Next Gen.
So Drake was in them.
Drake would have been in those.
And he's in a wheelchair.
No, he's in a trench coat and he's got a beard and he's got a backwards hat and he sells drugs.
That's Silent Bob.
No.
Wait, do they sell drugs in those episodes?
No, the premise of those episodes is that Kevin Smith has come north to Canada to film a movie called Jay and Silent Bob Go to Canada.
I would watch that movie.
I have them on DVD if you'd like to watch the episode.
That sounds really dumb.
I didn't understand anything because I didn't watch Degrassi, so I had no idea who any of the characters were.
Doesn't he, like, love Degrassi?
Well, he did. I mean, he says, like, in commentary sometimes or, like, in Q&As, people keep coming up to him talking about Degrassi, and he's like, I gotta be honest with you, I haven't watched that show in, like, 10 years. It was a thing Muse was really into, and I got into it with him, but I don't watch it still.
Early Degrassi, when it was first on, was awesome.
I remember the one where they filmed, like, the horror movie and you get to see the guy's dick for a split second.
What?
We watched it at your place.
That was just Rob's fucking gay porn.
No, I remember it.
That's bad gay porn. Come see the dick for a second?
He gets stabbed in the shower and Adam, like, walked up to the TV and was like, that's his dick. That's his dick. Like, 7 times.
You're thinking of Psycho, the remake when you see Anne Heche's butthole.
Anne Heche's butthole.
What was I didn't watch? I liked Saved by the Bell. That was one with Gina Gershon, wasn't it?
Screech. And Mr. Belding.
I thought Screech was a character from Degrassi.
No, he's the horror guy with the big face who like stabs Drew Barrymore.
That's
Shriek.
No, he's not.
Shriek. I know what you did last summer.
No, first of all, the character in Scream is named Ghostface. You're both stupid.
Killa, like from Wu-Tang.
Yes.
Good.
And he was in a wheelchair, and he was called Wheels.
Why didn't they call the movie Ghostface?
Well, this has gotten a little ridiculous. I'm not going to lie to you.
I can't even remember what show we were talking about.
Degrassi?
No, the one after that.
Saved by the Bell. Yeah.
Dustin Diamond, like Screech, was in it, and Mr. Belding, who's a huge wrestling fan.
I like that you know the names of the actors who were on Saved
by
the Bell.
Is it Mario Lopez? Is he the one that was in Saved
like
by the
MC Bell? Mario?
No.
I don't know.
Like Mario, like the plumber.
Lemieux? Like the hockey?
I wish.
If he was on Saved by
Mario
the
Mario Lemieux is awesome.
Zombies, werewolves, robot vampires running after me.
But I'm in a wheelchair.
They want my brains, my blood, my body, all that they can eat.
They call me
Spandex, capes, and swords, and heroes, multi-sided dice.
Kind of mean.
Time manipulation, ray guns, nothing will suffice.
But that's high school.
Aliens and one probe and study life across the globe. And pen dimension, cosmic sanctions, hanging over all creation. Sacred spies with laser eyes, never quite impede.
My
coming slaughter, propagated, fire rampant, trampling, geeks, damn butthole.
And I'm being sincere right now. I appreciate that you often use the word prop. I feel like you use propagate in songs often.
Yes.
I'm sure this is not the only song you've written with the word
I like
propagate.
That word.
It's a great word.
Yeah.
Propaganda.
I'm all about propagating the species, which brings me back to why we haven't been on for a while. We've been on hiatus because I had a baby.
Or as we like to call
it,
Propagate 2013. Dun, dun, dun.
I call it
Papagate. Papagate. That's so good because you're a dad.
Because
you're seed.
The manipulation of information to get
the desired result.
Desired result.
Social.
Up top.
Anyway, yeah, I had a kid, but we're back.
With a new volume. Anyway. All new volume now. Well, then.
Yeah, we're going to call this episode whatever number we're on point now.
Okay.
That's a comic. 11 minutes and 11 seconds, and we made a comic joke. That's pretty good.
Woo!
Awesome. We got this news, boys. We got news to talk about.
News on the interwebs.
We got
so
news
many
to talk about.
Oh, that's
I'm
a good,
just kidding. It's
so
good
many things to talk
every
about.
Every time Ryan tells a good joke, we have to ding a bell.
Why
luckily
are you dinging
we don't have that? Luckily, we don't have any bells.
Yeah. Well, luckily, you won't need one.
That was the joke. Thank you, though. First news.
Ding.
That's the news bell.
Are we talking about?
Ring-a-ding, ding news. It's Stumptown from Oni Press is going to become an ongoing series this year.
I can't wait.
Stumptown featuring the drummer from Def Leppard.
Hey-o! Because
he's got a stump.
His name is Rick Allen, and he's better than you'll ever be at anything.
His name is Tim Allen?
Rick Allen.
Def Leppard! Okay, who is...
that show.
Have they announced who's illustrating Wilson. Stumptown?
Pardon my cough.
I thought you were going to say cock.
Pardon that also.
Fart on my cock.
No. It doesn't. It just says it's coming this year.
And Matthew Southworth announced that he's not doing it.
You know, and that's too bad because he's a great artist, but you know what? I'm happy to get to read more than 3 issues of Stumptown every 3 years, so
yeah.
I'm fine with him being gone.
Yeah.
I mean, unless they got like Rob Liefeld to replace him or something.
That'd be the best looking book ever.
It'd be pretty funny.
Everyone who Greg Rucka seems to pair himself with artistically for like his creator-owned stuff is all, I don't know, they're all relatively similar styles. Michael Lark, guys like that. Guys of that nature. So, I can't wait to
yeah,
see
it's gonna be good,
an
right?
ongoing Stumptown book. I was really, really hoping for an ongoing Stumptown book.
You got one.
I know. That's, my wish is...
How lucky for you.
My wish is... And all that they've solicited is just the...
You know, this cough had been almost gone until you guys got here. I blame you both.
Coughing.
Like the Pokemans.
Wheezing.
You got a Pokemon.
I've been playing Pokemon all day today.
Really?
Yeah.
Good job.
I went to my... Okay.
I was at work all day today.
Me too.
But you know what I did at work? I did so much work today. But then in the last like 45 minutes, I watched the 2 episodes of Trophy Wife I haven't seen yet. It is seriously my favorite sitcom. It is so funny. It is so funny.
Quickly, have you seen the new Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
Yes.
Is it funny?
It is.
I wanted to see it really badly.
It has Craig Thompson in
it. Take your panties off.
All right.
But all it only solicited was...
That's Craig Robinson.
That's what I meant. What did I say?
Craig Thompson.
The artist who did Blankets. comic. Yeah,
hey,
Craig
comics.
Robinson.
There we go. Second comic reference today.
Did I correct
well,
somebody?
Well, 3 if we count the really short-lived Stumptown conversation. Did you read Stumptown?
No.
Volume 2, The Baby in the Velvet Case?
I haven't even read one.
It's like...
a guitar.
It's,
You have guitars. I have a guitar from you.
And he keeps babies in the cases.
Yeah. It's phenomenal.
The onesie.
You're wearing a onesie.
Or...
I call them funsies.
I call them...
dead air.
That was some great dead air there.
Sorry, boys, I'm just making some dinner for my son.
For your butt?
Oh, my butt.
Hey, you know what we never did because of interruption based on seed? The seed interruption. We never talked about our favorite books from 2013.
Okay.
And I think we should each, as a game, okay, here's a game. This is a brand new game.
Hold on. I have an idea, too.
Yeah, there's a theme.
Of course, there's a theme song. I'm not some fucking chump.
Yeah, what kind of shorty is this?
Yeah, we're gonna do. Okay, this is a game. This is a game called the Best of 2013 game. What did you like best? What was better than the rest? Do you like some breasts? Would you like to take a test? Or wear a vest? That was good. But what's important is that you all accept that what I'm about to say is...
Break it down now. I'm going to the store where I want some cash. And I'm a cash because I don't want to sell. But that doesn't matter because I don't feel well. Because I get some bottle and get too much candy. He's going to eat that shit inside his crib. And I'm
What was the best?
What's the name of this game again?
Do I have to start again? Okay.
I don't remember what you're doing.
No, this is a game called What Was the Best? Okay.
My rap was
now we're going to have two. There's two. four.
Jesus.
Okay.
Jesus?
So there's four
there's
categories.
Only one Jesus.
There's only one Jesus. The there's four Jesus. Categories. One category is Best New Series, the other category is Best Series. So it doesn't have to have started in 2013 or your favorite. Yeah, I can't have done that. They can be the same thing. And then the other one was favorite writer, and then the other one was favorite artist. So we're going to start.
Favorite letterer.
We're going to start the game with Ryan.
No.
What was your?
This is a game.
You'll see.
What was the best new series of 2013 for you, Ryan Hetherington? Go at Ryan Heth.
Sex criminals.
Wrong. You lost the game.
No. But I.
Why was Sex Criminals your favorite new series? What the fuck?
Have you read it? Like, I feel like anybody who isn't a prude would like this book.
What
like,
are you, Time like, Magazine?
Yeah, hey. It's to the point where a book called Sex Criminals literally, like, kind of sounds. The concept of this book sounds like somebody was really high and was like, what if you could stop time when you had sex? And that's. Like, that book, because of how strong of a writer Matt Fraction is, and how fantastic it looks because of Chip Zdarsky, that a book like this ends up on a time list of the best graphic novel. Like,
yeah.
And it was number one, I believe, right?
Yeah, it was
so, like,
number one.
I don't know. It's just such a fantastic way. It's so funny, and it's so honest, but silly at the same time. Like, it's very, very honest and... kind of earnest about sex and the realities of everybody's sexual lives and like stuff that people all go through but at the same time is hilarious. Yeah, like especially the awkwardness. While at the same time,
but it's not just gags. It actually has a really good story.
It has a really good story. That's a really fantastic,
really compelling
story.
Characters.
And, yeah, and once again, Chip Zdarsky is
Chip Zdarsky makes this book. He makes it. He takes it from being like. A really funny gag book to being it looks and reads to me like a Daniel Clowes or like a Nate Powell book actually.
Well,
like a sweet indie title.
And just like to be able to show in a comic book of still pictures that time has stopped, other than having like multiple panels where people don't move. Like
no, there's not a single panel where anyone moves.
Well, I know. Well, like, but where they don't move from panel to panel.
I know.
Like,
what you
there's
mean.
In the first issue, there's that one of the running water.
I like that he explained
that's
what
cool.
he meant. It's, like, as if you didn't know.
No, he does that really well, especially the color work. The color work adds a lot to it. I wonder if that's more the colorist than it is actually Chip Zdarsky.
Becca Kinsey does the color flatting, so
it might be that
flat damn colors.
But Sex Criminals is probably one of the best. I would agree that it's in there.
So is this Ryan's pick for best new series?
Best new series, yeah. Yeah, and now we'll move on. So Ryan lost 2 points because he was wrong. What is the best new series of 2013, Joey?
So there's a correct answer?
I don't know. You tell me.
Also, off the top of my head, Satellite Sam tied with Afterlife with Archie.
Right on. You give Ryan a point.
Thank you.
So Ryan's at minus one.
Okay.
You because you cheated and you didn't prepare. You're at zero.
Yeah, I didn't prepare for the game you sprung on us at the last second.
No.
Yes, that's exactly what you did. Fine, smart arse. What was your favorite new book of the year?
I don't know. I didn't prepare. Correct.
Shittiest game ever.
What was my favorite new series of 2013? Federal
I didn't prepare for
Bureau of Physics, I think, was my favorite new series of 2013. Robbie Rodriguez and Simon Oliver.
I don't know about that book
anymore. Isn't Robbie Rodriguez a baseball player?
Robbie Rodriguez?
Sounds like a baseball
Alex
player.
Alex Rodriguez. And like every other person whose last name is Rodriguez.
It would have been Federal Bureau of Physics or Pretty Deadly. I think
Pretty Deadly. Yeah.
I can't talk about either.
And then like Sex Criminals is in my top five. Satellite Sam. Actually, there's a lot of Fraction books in top five. That's really good.
Because well, two. He's the best.
Two out of five. That's almost most.
Right, it is.
What was
this close to 50%?
Is Hawk Guy still your favorite series? This is the game.
Yeah,
I'm gonna guess.
I have not read the last issue of that book.
It was really
good. It's always excellent. I would say so.
I'd be disappointed if it was Spider Woman.
It feels like it. Well, it doesn't feel like it has been coming out less frequently, which kind of in a weird way kind of dampened my excitement on it. But at the same time, every
dampened?
Time I re- yeah,
is that a word?
Dampened. Did I say dampened? I meant dampened.
Oh, there you go, yeah.
But, like, at the same time, every time I read that book, it's like, oh, yeah, this book is excellent.
Yeah,
like,
it's always
just
fun.
Fantastic.
It's very good.
Yeah.
Matt Fraction is having the... 2013
Daredevil,
was
Daredevil
the year of Matt Fraction.
Though, for the record.
I'm excited for Daredevil to reboot.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I'm glad
I
that...
Like that. I haven't read... I didn't read this week's issue.
It's excellent. It says all... It's just as good. It's not as good as... when Samney's on it, which is why I'm glad that Samney hasn't been on it for a while, because I think that that means that he's been working like steady on the new run.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that that's what that means, even though this is Javier Rodriguez on...
Isn't he a baseball player?
It kind of just looks like Samney with thinner ink.
Well, he's the guy who does colors
yeah.
on the book, typically.
Well, yeah, and it definitely has that same aesthetic.
All right, so... okay, so let's tally up the scores. Right now I'm leading, and we'll do another round later. Okay, cool.
Okay.
Talking about Marvel books, Amazing Spider-Man is back.
I saw
in
that.
April, or I think.
Well, we don't. I mean, that's the rumor. We actually it hasn't been announced, but it's sounding like that's.
There's just a picture of Peter Parker not in the Superior costume,
yeah.
and it says Slott and
but
Ramos.
It was leaked. It wasn't actually released officially.
Oh, it was leaked? Oh, I read it on CBR, so I assumed it wasn't.
Yeah, it was on CBR, but it wasn't officially released by Marvel.
And in the CBR article, I'm pretty sure is where they say like. Who knows, like, it could just be, like, an anthology kind of thing of, like,
and let's not forget
tales.
That Marvel has leaked pictures before to spoil stories and have it actually not be the case. Like, when they brought Colossus back, they had accidentally leaked a picture from the comic of the Phoenix returning. So that, because they knew that people would spoil it, so that everyone thought, oh, yeah, they're going to go down there, Jean Grey's coming back, and then at the end of the issue, Colossus came back. It was one of the great fake-outs.
Fake-out!
So they were just like, we'll leak bad information.
Oh, man, I'm leaking bad information. I'm leaking bad information right now.
I just really hope that it's not like we're going back to Peter Parker because people are so up butt hurt.
No, oh my God. Dude, Superior Spider-Man is one of the highest selling comic books in the world.
Sells, so I don't think they
No, it's a golden goose right now.
Like,
no one.
I mean, like, the four people that keep writing in to the back page.
I'll be honest with you. There are two books whose letter columns I read: Sex Criminals and occasionally The Answers in Saga.
Yeah.
Oh,
I usually don't
I
read the
that.
Letters. I gotta be honest. I don't usually like letter columns because I get fucking tired of reading people say, "Ha ha, I'm trying to be witty. I like your comic. Ha ha, fuck off."
Fair.
You wrote into a letter column, and it was featured in Dave.
Oh, is it
number
in,
two?
Is it in the book, really?
Yeah, it was very funny because I was reading it and I went. Oh, that's a really lame joke. I bet that's something Joey would say. And then got to the end. I was like, holy shit.
Lame.
No, it wasn't like, no, I wasn't actually like, that's lame. I was actually like, ha, that's kind of a cute, lame joke.
I get it now.
In the letter column to Dave, number two, by Ryan Ferrier.
I've never had a letter published before.
Shut up. And the picture published.
Published. is it Ramon Villalobos? Who does?
I think so.
Yeah.
Sounds like it.
Dave number two is even better than issue number one. That would be actually. You know what? Oh fuck! Well, spoil it. That was my favorite this week. That was my favorite. But in the letter column of it, it was really funny. I read a silly joke and went, ha, that's something Joey would say. And then it was something Joey. In fact, it was something Joey said.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it was a really good one.
Stumptown is actually on sale on Comixology right now, right?
Yeah. Well, this podcast is like a game of ping pong.
Oh my God, I know. But
it is
the
fun
only thing I think I could
and athletic.
And Chinese people are great at it.
The only thing the only way I could probably afford it is if it was like on sale for free.
Forever. Well, I mean, not that I condone this sort of thing, but all things are on sale for free on the internet. What are you doing?
Samesies!
Yes, we both have Canadian Tire Options
MasterCards. No, I don't. My dad does.
Why do you have
these? Because this is my dad's wallet. Man-child.
Yeah, but that's pretty cool.
It was for my gas for when I was going to school, which is pretty sweet. Shout out to
my
dad.
I like how
shout out
to
make my
yourself sound less pathetic. You said, it was because my parents paid for my gas.
I still have it. I'm not in school right now, but shout out to badass.
No, honestly, it doesn't matter if you're in school or not. You're 25 and your parents pay for your gas.
And also everything.
Yeah, but not just my gas, guys. It's everything else, too.
They live with me. I figured it out.
They live with me.
I have squatter's rights on the house because they only live there about 9.5 to 10 months a year. And
sure
I'm there
that
year
counts.
Round. It does. And it means
I mean, what I mean is that it doesn't count.
No,
at all.
I mean, hold on. Okay, I own my condo, but like my toilet is there more than I'm in the building. So
is your
toilet
sentient?
Yeah, it is, actually.
A better example is my dog is always here, and Nicole and I sometimes leave the house.
Is your dog sentient, Joey?
Yeah.
Well,
Bender, are you sentient?
Thanks for letting me into your home, Bender. And then he'll be like...
Why would he do that? Why is he like Scooby-Doo fucked Tim Allen and we had a kid?
Because that's how Bender
would deliver. Who would deliver the child in a relationship between Scooby-Doo and Tim Allen?
A fucking rubble. A doctor.
Wait, Frank, deliver a baby. A doctor. Your joke is funnier. Mine is weird.
Who else would?
I don't know why I said that. I mean, I'm really embarrassed.
I guess what I meant to...
What the
really
fuck? Why is Comixology not working? I keep putting stuff in my cart and it doesn't show up in my cart.
This is a goddamn ping pong game, though.
Yeah, I know.
I
but
have a wallet under
my Dave number two... Very, very
so
good.
I
could have
sworn that I had
get
like
it on,
pre-bought or pre-ordered Dave number two.
Maybe you already have it in your comics then. Maybe
I'm
that's
looking.
Why it won't let you put it in your cart, you
but
dumb
I can't find it.
Bastard.
Is the thing I'm telling you.
Is it a story about Dave Grohl?
Yep.
I like Dave Grohl.
Yeah.
He's the guy from the Foo Fighters, right?
Yeah. I like the Foo Fighters.
Has he ever done a collaboration with Drake and Josh?
No.
Well, he ought to.
He did one with Josh Homme or whatever.
Hami.
And
who?
The guy from the
Queens
of the Stone Age.
And also, like,
Eagles of Death Metal.
No, what was the other one that he did with, like, him and them Crooked Vultures or whatever? And it's like, what's his name from Led Zeppelin? I was about to say James Earl Jones.
John Paul Jones.
John Paul Jones.
James Earl Jones.
James Earl Jones.
I knew it was wrong, though. It was like, da 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 da. And then it was like, Luke. That was a bad James Earl joke.
That was pretty good.
I was like, Luke.
I don't know. It's pretty good.
I just sounded like I was sucking a dick.
Hey, mama, said the way. I can't do a Vader. I don't know why I'm trying.
Since
fucking loser.
Since comics, I'm going to talk about this quick then, because it's a
good segue, bro.
You talk about comics on this show. You're being stupid.
I'm usually the last one to do it. Star Wars issue 13 from Brian Wood. This issue was Facundo Percio. And why can't they all just be named like
this? Is Carlos DeAnda not on this book anymore?
He is. He was on the last arc. This is just like a little two-page arc. They kind of
two-page arc. That's short.
You're not better than
me. You pay $4 for that?
$3, I think.
I don't know. Better than me.
Yeah, $3. I was like 5 issues behind on this, and I finally just got caught up, and it was fucking excellent.
You do still like it?
Yeah, it's very, very good. And this is the first issue of the arc of the 2-issue arc called Five Days of Sith, which is basically Vader's on a warpath.
Five
and,
Days of Sith? Is it just...
and Seth Revenge of the Shit. Final chapter.
Sorry, keep going.
Oh. I was thinking Seth Cohen from the OC.
Seth Meyers from SNL.
Adorkable.
Oh, Seth Morris.
I really like Seth Meyers.
Speaking of adorkable, I'm going to totally derail this again. I came home and Cole was watching New Girl. I don't like that show. I don't think it's funny.
That was barely a derail so much as it was like you're driving down the highway and you see a dog for a second. And you're just like, oh, look at that dog. Anyway, you get on with your life.
I'm sorry, I thought we could talk about things just, on this show.
Just
apparently,
she was watching New Girl. Pause.
The I New Girl
like
pause?
Show.
Did she get pause on that show?
You ever watched
that
show,
Girls? I wish she got on that show. I watched, you know I watched that show. But I watched the first 20, how long is an episode of Girls?
I don't know. Too long.
Too long.
I watched the half of the first episode and I've never wanted to kill a human being.
Oh my god.
I would rather watch New Girl than just Girls.
I would rather watch Two and a Half Men.
I would rather watch my own son be eaten by, like, stomped.
Eaten by Stomp? Eaten by the cast of Stomp?
Eaten by Stomp. Going to eat that baby.
Trash can noise. I can't.
That was really good, Ryan. You should be a Foley artist. Trash can noise.
A Foley artist? Bang, bang! Oh, good one, Ryan.
Yeah, good one, dude.
Thanks for teeing me up. Actually, Rob teed me up.
Like, good one, Ryan. Thanks
Everyone's
for being
just like, oh, yeah, I was really into I was wondering why my life was better, and it was because I wasn't listening to this shitty podcast anymore.
Anyway, really, Star Wars was cool, and Vader kills people. Yeah.
That's not nice of him to do. I don't like that he did that. I guess I should talk about
I wanted to see how long that would go. Don't spoil this for me, by the way. I didn't.
Oh, fine. I won't talk about it.
No, talk about it. Here, I'll like
we can do the segment.
Oh my god, I have a segment. Get a guitar. We'll sing this segment. Okay, it'll be an official announcement. So start your stupid segment.
Wait, what?
Robbie G
reads DC. Why the fuck does he? Wait, there's a friend. Who else reads DC?
Joey
G reads.
Because he's a whore. He's a whore with no principles. If he was a squirrel, he'd have no principles. All the kids would be misbehaving.
Wait. A school without a principal, but the principal is in charge of all the discipline?
No, I'm saying that, like, all the kids are misbehaved because there's no principal.
The school wouldn't exist. How would the school actually function? Who would be in charge of the bureaucracy of the school?
I don't know who was your principal, but my principals were all kind of worthless.
We have the same principal.
Okay, we can do a whole segment now.
I'm sorry.
Welcome back. Welcome,
okay.
Joey, back into
so
the fray of reading
I
where we're
fuss
not
about
Detective Comics.
Dropping all DC Comics because I was all like, and,
I swear we're not high.
And as it happens, I am a whore who has no principles because I was all like, I want to read, like,
you were like,
some
yeah.
DC comic. I was like, yeah. So my boycotts are always short-lived. And to make matters worse, the only books I was reading before the boycott, I have since gone back and bought all the issues that I missed. So I can just picture Dan DiDio behind his computer. I was like, we got them back, boys! For 3 months, he's like, oh my god, half our readership fell off. What happened?
He's like, we got them back, boys.
We're right back on top.
That was a good DiDio. Okay.
What do you mean I already own this comic?
Joey was about to talk about Swamp Thing.
You were about to talk about a comic.
Why I can't read Dave, because my fucking box.
Because Dave is unreadable. That's what makes him a good poker player.
What?
I'd be so much funnier if I didn't fucking stutter.
No, I don't think that's what's
well,
holding
yeah,
you back.
To be honest.
Okay, I'd be so much closer to the realm of funny if I didn't stutter.
The realm of funny. You know who the mayor of the realm of funny? Never mind. Okay, so anyway, DC Comics, I'm reading them again. And the one that I'm going to talk about specifically is Swamp Thing, number 27, Charles Soule, Jesus Saiz. I wish Jesus Saiz always drew this book, because he's fucking awesome. Have you boys been reading Swamp Thing at all?
I went back and picked up a bunch of the issues.
It's been really fucking good.
Because the first issue that came out when we talked about it, I kind of liked it, yeah, and then you read it, and it's like, it was dog shit, and then I reread it, and went, yeah, I don't think I do like this.
And then I reread it again after I talked about it, and I thought it was pretty good.
And then I went back and reread it, because Joey has this way, for
I'm
some
really
reason,
persuasive.
Of persuading me into
thinking, I have had sex multiple times.
Yeah, in
and
very
then
perspective.
I went home
with
and
the entire...
But after rereading... The first two of...
Made some toast.
Okay. After rereading the first two of his run that I had, it is actually really good. And then went back and collected it all.
Having
I don't...
Said
not
that,
at issue 27.
Having yet, said that, the first couple issues of his run are really meandering and kind of pointless. They're fine.
Yeah.
But they're not his story yet. But all of a sudden he has this story now. Stop texting me, wife! Oh, it's my sister. Sister.
Oh my god, you're married to your sister? Married to my sister?
So what happens is now
to my friend,
the storyline involves there's another rival for the position of Avatar of the Green, a guy named Cedar. And so it's been this like throwdown between Swamp Thing and Cedar to deceive
is it in like
the Avatar of the Green.
Cedar like a seed or like
yeah,
cedar like a cedar tree?
That would be so stupid. No, it's a guy who plants seeds.
That's what
it's Jason Woodrue.
Oh, right, I know.
And at the end of issue 26, Jason Woodrue became the new Avatar of the Green, and the Swamp Thing was retired to the Green. Okay. What's his face? The Our Swamp Thing, the character we follow. Thank you, well done. Alec Holland, and this issue sort of deals with
Alec
him
Baldwin?
Kind of finding a way to get back to the Earth and stopping Jason Woodrue because he's going to completely remove all balance from the Green. It's been really good, and Jesus Saez is really awesome. And the best thing about it is like, the idea of the green was really cool, the parliament of the trees and all that, but unfortunately it led to Rotworld, which was just fucking lame.
Rotworld was good, it was just too long.
But I love what Charles Soule has done. He's sort of taken those really cool ideas and actually ran with them, so we're getting to meet a bunch of the past avatars, and they all look so fucking cool, and like there's actually like politics of the parliament of the trees, and anyway, it's been really cool. And Animal Man was in either this issue or the one before, I can't remember, but
excellent.
It was really good. And I'm really running the
Jesus Saez's artwork in this is spectacular.
Yeah, oh, it's so good, right?
The DC books I was going to talk about. There's one really big one that I have to run around the corner and grab. But if you're not reading Greg Pak's Batman, Superman, or Action Comics,
I'm not reading either of them,
and you like and you have any interest in Superman, highly recommend picking up both of those books. Batman Superman, the arc that it's on right now is a really, really fun story. It just finished up. It was a Mongol arc. It was a great 3-issue, like, fun sort of alternate world video game story.
Wait, it's already on issue 6.
It's already on issue 7. Issue Holy 7 just came out. And it's all told letterbox, so it's all horizontal. The only problem with it is Brett Booth. I don't like Brett Booth's art. I don't think he's a very good storyteller. I think he's everything that I don't like about Jim Lee's art. Exemplified, like without all the parts about Jim Lee's art that I think are really, really good. It's just not my thing. However, it's definitely worth staying on and reading that story because Greg Pak is a great storyteller. And his Action Comics with Aaron Kuder is already fantastic. Only 3 issues in, and I'm so happy that they're on that book together. It's like they're a perfect creative team for that book.
I like Greg Pak because he wrote Extreme X.
The way he writes Superman, he really gets that voice. Like, he just clicks with that character, and he's so good. And then there's another DC book. Very bad.
I just read my letter in the back of Dave number 2. From now on, I'm going to ask one of you guys to read through any and all jokes I write to stop me from submitting things.
Because that was a pretty lame joke.
Oh my god, that letter is stupid.
Okay.
I'm talking about Dave Thomas from Wendy's.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. What the fuck?
I see.
I was being really nice earlier when I was like, no, that's a cute joke. It was a lame joke.
Dear Dave. You remember that commercial
yeah.
that had Dale
Dear
Earnhardt?
Dave.
He's like,
Dear
I
Dave.
Picked up some of them burgers for the bowl. They were sweet and juicy.
They had Dale Earnhardt?
Yeah.
So
was Dave Thomas. They died in the same car. But 1 year to the day apart.
Speaking of, I get to go to a NASCAR race.
Yeah.
That's weird. But I think it'll be fun. I'm gonna get fucking drunk though. Like,
you going with Badass Billy Heff?
Oh yeah, he got us like somehow we get to go into like the pits.
Well,
that sounds
like,
fun.
Like connection.
The
art pits Billy Heff.
Of this really.
Yo, Dad, this is the pits.
I don't even know what it is. Like, it's in
yeah.
Vegas. It's in Vegas.
Tough
so.
Sons of bitches.
I'm just hoping. I'm figuring I can just gamble while I'm there because there's slot machines everywhere.
You
in Vegas.
Can bet on the blood race. I lost everything.
That's such a good motto, by the way.
So really quickly,
my tricks don't work on me.
when you actually get to reading this, Joey, and specifically, never mind. But Batman Detective Comics number 27
anniversary issue.
Yeah, it was a mega sized anniversary issue. And,
I'm giving it to my
inside
wife.
Inside it, there it is.
Well, she's getting something this year.
For now, whenever I tell a bad joke, I want you guys to just say, Dear Dave.
Dear Dave. There's some contents in this particular issue that are stellar Batman stories. There's others that are mediocre. And then there's a really cool Jason Fabok and John Layman.
I like John Layman.
Like a full issue in it. I think it's like a 28-page issue.
Doesn't Fabok sound like a Star Trek character?
Yeah. Fabok is so talented, though. It's the start of their Gothopia arc.
Gothopia?
What did I say?
Gothopia.
Yep, Gothopia. Gothopium. Gothopia. There's
Gothopia
a bunch of
sounds
goths.
Like a soap store.
Garth okay, Brooks. Gothopia. Yeah, you're right, Gothopia. Anyway,
like
so it's the beginning of their Fruitopia arc.
Yeah.
And it's actually a really... It's a cool kind of Elseworlds almost story, even though it's... You know, it's...
I haven't read it yet. I think from now on, whenever we're delivering any praise to comics, we should try and make it sound backhanded by always saying,
it's actually pretty good. Well, the only reason why I said that is because I hadn't read any of their other stuff. Like, they'd written the past, like, 12 or 13 issues, and I hadn't read any of it.
I read the first, I think, two or three issues of the run, and it was so good. And then I was like, fuck, too much money.
Their stuff is cool. It seems like a good opportunity to jump on. Anyway.
And I've heard really good things about Chew.
Yeah, I have Chew. The first trade. And
I hate Chew too.
Oh, okay.
I love Chew.
Because you're like, I have Chew.
The first story in this issue is Brad Meltzer and Brian Hitch kind of reimagining the case of the Chemical Syndicate.
I heard Meltzer and I thought Dave Meltzer. And I was like, why is a wrestling reporter...
The dirt sheets.
Yeah, sorry.
There's two highlights of this issue for me, though. First being the Neil Adams story with Greg Hurwitz's script. Mm-hmm. So Greg Hurwitz and Neil Adams basically doing this Batman Through the Ages, where Batman is running through the pulps, and then as he catches up to the Penguin, he kind of sheds his old costume and he starts to evolve into how he looks now. And then eventually, by like page 10 or whatever, it's getting into the dark sort of Frank Miller-esque era, and it ends on a really, really cute high note. Greg Hurwitz, I think, is a spectacular writer. And this is some really great Neil Adams stuff, too. There's also great pinups by Jock and by Mike Allred. And,
did you sit on a cactus?
Why is that what you said?
Yeah, like...
Because he made it. Mike Allred. Bang, bang.
And the other highlight is the Scott Snyder... Sean Murphy...
Year 200.
Yeah. It's, I think, about 12 pages, and it's some of my favorite Sean Murphy pages I've ever seen. But, Detective Comics number 27 is definitely worth picking up. It was a really, really great anniversary issue. There's a couple stories in it. Pete Tomasi's story was okay. It was good, actually. And then there was one where Guillaume March illustrates it.
Most important thing about this book.
Which is the Guillaume March story is well illustrated. The story I thought was a little weak. The Francesco.
There
it's like
it is!
4 or 5 pages, and it's beautiful.
The only reason I bought this.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
I'm sure it's all great, but I wasn't going to get it because I'm
Snyder
not,
and Murphy is worth it.
5 pages of Francesco. I was like,
that was good. Yeah.
Shut up and take my money.
Yeah, that's good.
And Chris was like, that was really rude. And I said,
that was the end of the DC segment.
That's
the fuck
thing
out.
That you know about us.
Is this the first time Francesco's drawn Batman?
Nope.
No, because he did.
No, he's done stuff.
Right?
Yeah, and have you seen his Batman 1972 stuff online? Sweet.
That's pretty awesome. Oh my god, I can't like keep this book open.
Okay, do you guys want to play a game?
The cover.
Would you guys like to play a game?
Yes.
All right.
The sun will come out tomorrow.
Here's
your bottom dollar. That tomorrow.
We're going to the triumphant return of our favorite
tomorrow,
segment.
Tomorrow, I love you. Tomorrow, you're always a day. Sorry, what were you saying?
I thought that would be a good segue into today's...
It would have been if I hadn't started seeing tomorrow.
Comics quiz.
Oh, the comics quiz!
It's time to play the comics quiz. Do you know what the answers is? Can you bask in the glory and the fame?
Tomorrow!
Be our own comics roundup king tomorrow. Okay.
You're always a day away!
Jesus.
I think it's important.
Do you have questions?
I think it's important to remind you that you have a child sleeping.
Okay.
He's watching Jurassic Park with his mom.
That's dope. Can I go join them?
Dude, you got a son? That is dope.
Okay.
Son.
So, the last issue that we spoke about was a good transition into this game because this is the 75th anniversary of Batman comic quiz.
Morty, you gotta come help me do some science, Morty.
Okay, so I've got an extra amount of questions. I've got 15 questions.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. All right. So starting with...
That's a lot.
We're going to start with easy stuff, as we always do.
I can tell when you're stifling a burp.
Shut up. So we're going to start with Ryan. Ryan.
We haven't introduced ourselves at the beginning of the show.
No one is going to listen to this shit.
Or acknowledge that Charlie's not here.
Wait, nobody's made it this far.
Robbie G, Joey G, Ryan Heth. Okay, Ryan Heth, your first question.
Answer it. People will think you're me.
I'll do my Ryan voice.
No, you guys, take this seriously. Hey!
Okay, take it seriously. This is a sacred game.
Listen up, you old poop.
Guys, take this. Come on.
Okay. All right,
take it down a notch.
Let's do it.
All right, Ryan. Mm. Batman's first Robin was who?
Dick Grayson.
You were right. You get a point.
Hey!
It's a point to you. Ding a bell. Good job.
Woo!
Ding. Joey.
Congrats.
Yeah, Joey, here is a slightly more difficult question.
All right.
Batman the Animated Series used an animation style the animators nicknamed Dark Deco. What is Dark Deco?
It's an animation style that was used for Batman the Animated Series. It was the nickname the animators used.
You get a point.
All right, thank you.
But for an extra point to me, I will tell you what Dark Deco meant, which was the question.
It's like Art Deco, but it's darker. It's
But Gothic. It meant that it was animated on black paper instead of white paper. It was the first animated series to ever do that. That's an actual fact. Well, like all of these.
All right. That's
great. Did you not know that? That's cool. Well, Joey, you can get a point for that, and I get a point, and so far we're all tied at one.
All
right. Ryan, the producers of...
Of Annie on Broadway.
Of the Batman trilogy, the Christopher Nolan Batman trilogy. Before they approached Christopher Nolan to make the movie, they initially wanted to hire this particularly famous director. He's won Academy Awards before, and he's a famous actor. Here's another little hint. They were going initially to have an older Batman, right? So kind of Dark Knight Returns, sort of. Yeah. So they approached a very famous director, actor, who would play the lead, who would play Batman as well as direct it.
Wasn't it Clint Eastwood?
You're right. That's a point
for you. What? I was going to say Aronofsky, and I'm pretty sure that he was getting some buzz for Batman, too.
Yeah, but... Clint Eastwood was going to be in that. That's crazy.
Because I'd watch that. Like, give me my Batwalker.
Yeah.
Get off my... Gotham.
Joey.
Yeah.
In 2008, Punk. The mayor of this city...
Hold on.
This particular
city... I
would
watch that Batman movie. The more I think of it...
Clint Eastwood?
That'd be kind of cool if he did like Dark Knight Returns.
The enemy was a chair.
Oh my god, remember? Because he talked to that chair? Oh man, that shit was crazy.
That's called a segue.
No, it's not.
All right.
The joke was in my look to Rob.
On an audio. Right. In 2008, Joey, the mayor of this city...
I'm not the mayor of any city.
Not the mayor of this city. Okay. What city, but the mayor of this city wanted to sue Warner Brothers for using his city's name in the Batman movies.
Yeah, it's a city in Russia, I think, called Batman.
Batman, Turkey.
Right. I knew it was in that region.
Yeah, how did I remember
2 points.
Because they're a bunch of silly turkeys.
Oh, because they're a bunch of silly Batman.
Also Thanksgiving.
I remember reading about that and being like, that's pretty funny.
That is really funny. So you guys are both at two. I'm at one. That's good.
You're number one here.
Thanks, pal. All right, Ryan. Okay.
Me.
This is... Okay. Besides the Dark Knight, in quotes, who does Bruce Wayne fight crime / solve mysteries as?
Oh, I know this. I mean, just a couple of answers, I guess, but I have one. I'll steal if you can't get it
right. You can steal if you can't get it right. No?
Captain America.
Okay, well, for not taking this seriously, you lose a point. So you're at one again.
Okay, so I'm going to give you two answers.
Okay.
One.
You can only get 1 point.
Okay, but I'm thinking that my second answer, you might be so impressed, you'll give me a bonus point.
Okay.
My first answer is Matches Malone.
Okay.
Because that's the disguise he wears all the time, and he uses it to fight crime and stuff. My other answer is the backup personality of Bruce Wayne, the Batman of Zur-En-Arr.
Ooh.
From the Morrison run, which is actually taking an old Silver Age story called The Batman of Zur-En-Arr that was an imaginary story about a Batman from another dimension. But in the Morrison run, he makes it so that the Batman of Zur-En-Arr is the backup personality in case Bruce Wayne's mind is ever compromised. Do I get a bonus point? Because that's pretty good.
Well, okay. Neither of them were correct. However, you
can, what are you fucking talking about?
You can get one. You can get 1 point for that. You get three. Ryan's at one. But the actual answer I was looking for is Wayne Knight.
He's in Jurassic Park. Remember?
Yeah.
I can't get Gotham City back online without Dennis Nedry.
Yeah, he fights.
Samuel L. Jackson,
and he's constantly fighting Jerry. Jerry! So.
The Joker.
Yeah.
Hello, Joker.
I'm just so like.
Honestly, I'm of the opinion that all superheroes should now be cast as Wayne Knight. Or rather, Wayne Knight should be cast as all superheroes. No, even better. All superheroes disguise themselves as Wayne Knight to go
and cry. That's good. That's
good. They're like, the bottle's cracked. What have you done?
Okay. Why'd you have to hit the table?
Why'd you have to hit it?
I think I have bronchitis.
Okay, Joey.
Why? Yes.
Joey. Now this is back to Joey. So Joey's up with three. Ryan, you've got you can have mine. You've got two. And
thank
I've
you.
Got I've got all of Charlie's that he's ever earned, so like minus
so
ten.
So like none.
Okay.
Ever.
Okay.
Stupid and ugly. Happy birthday, Charlie.
Happy birthday.
It's his birthday.
It's his birthday.
Joey.
Happy birthday, Charlie. You're greedy and lazy.
This is kind of a giveaway, but Bill Finger is responsible for the creation of what?
Stinkfinger.
Okay. Two things, actually. First of all, he co-created Batman with Bob Kane. And secondly, he created the foam finger that you see at sporting events.
That's actually a really good guess, but no, we're looking for Bill's Chicken Fingers from Bill's Chicken Finger Restaurant, famous for Bill's Chicken Finger Fingers by
Saint
Bill
Louis,
Finger
Missouri.
Chicken. Yes, in St. Louis, Missouri.
Yeah, but also the things that I said.
Yeah, also what you said. Ryan, follow-up question to this.
Do you guys know about the guy who created the foam finger? Like, was upset that Molly... Are we talking about this?
Yeah. Ryan, so funny, Bill Finger, besides the creation of Batman... And the creation of Bill's Chicken Fingers and the foam finger, of course, and the finger.
He also created
the
finger.
Just
the
finger.
Like
just giving some
bird.
What else is he famous for?
Why
inventing?
Do they call them fingers? I've never seen them finger anything before.
Okay, so
there they go. That was a Simpsons.
You
reference.
Salvaged that.
Bill Finger, besides the creation of Batman, is famous for inventing what? And besides everything else that we just said,
I think I can steal.
This is great radio.
The dishwasher.
No, it's the rotary telephone.
No, you're both wrong. It's it's actually the finger bang.
I was going to say the stink finger.
Which was actually, and you can redeem yourself if you can tell me how he invented the finger bang. How did Bill Finger invent the finger bang?
He was fucking Rolex.
A slippery sidewalk.
No. He invented it with the Bill Finger bang theory.
Bazinga, right? That's what they say on that show.
Bafinga.
Bafinga.
My finger. My finger. My finger. That's funny.
That's the sound of him like tapping all up against like the
it's like
the dental dam.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Bafinga. Bafinga.
The hymen, yes, okay. Exactly. It's the hymen made of steel.
Joey. So just to recap, Joey's at three, Ryan's at two, I'm at negative something. And Charlie's at birthday. So, Joey, in the comic gold book, Batman Year One.
In the comic. Oh, I thought you said in the comic gold book. Like, what's that?
Okay. In Batman Year One, you have to finish this famous quote from Batman Year One.
Okay.
Yes, Father, I shall blank.
Well, I always thought it was, yes, Father, I shall become a bat, but I have a feeling that I'm probably not correct.
You're not
correct. Why don't you tell me what he actually said?
Yes, Father, I shall choke up on the bat.
I was going to say that.
Were you really?
Yes.
You get 3 points.
I was going
to. But he didn't say it.
Well.
Anybody can say they were going
to
say
it. No, I was
that.
Actually going to. I was so excited. So I was like, baseball.
Oh, sorry. Well, you. Wow. Okay, well, here's your opportunity to redeem yourself.
I'm going
to fuck this one.
In Batman The Long Halloween.
I like that.
Okay, so by Jeff Loeb and Tim Sale.
Man, I'm coughing on this horrible podcast.
Cover.
Tim Bargain.
it's Tim Boxing Week sale.
Yeah.
In Batman The Long Halloween, just how long is Halloween?
Long. One year.
Do you mean like it's like a hallowed ween? Like it's a holy wiener?
No, don't.
Like a
hollowed
like a,
out.
Like a very
guys.
Like godly boner?
Guys.
1 year.
Guys.
11 inches.
No.
Impressive.
Batman's hallowed ween.
No, in Batman The Long Halloween, Halloween is typically 24 hours from 12:01 a.m. A.M. October 31st to 11:59 p.m. October 31st. So you didn't redeem
Wait
yourself
a minute.
There.
I'm going to go from...
That's 23
yeah,
hours
that's,
and 58
that's like,
minutes.
That's, no, because he said it went from 12:01 a.m. October 31st to 11:50. Oh, never mind.
It's a leap.
I just answered my own question.
In fairness,
never mind.
That's 23 hours and 58 minutes.
Come on, guys.
And this hour only
yeah,
has
Rob,
22
minutes.
Okay.
And what's the deal with the banks? I mean, come on, Shame. People. Wow.
Good rap. Good rap, right?
Okay, that was good. Good rap.
Right?
Okay.
I'm going to speak in a deliberate staccato voice while the camera tilts to the side.
Okay.
Come
Joey.
On, people.
Okay, so back to Christopher Nolan Batman trilogy.
Oh, good.
Christian Bale refused to play Batman if blank were to appear in anywhere in the trilogy.
Jizz.
Close.
Pussy.
Jews.
Jews. Was it like Superman or fucking
Robin,
bat nipples?
It was Jews. A Jewish
Robin. Robin. But Trevor Raven does appear. He does the music. Robin does appear though.
Where?
At the end of the third one.
He's
like, yeah, his name is Robin.
But not in like
And
the...
he's all like, yes, Father, I shall choke up on the bat.
And also, Grayson could be a Jewy name. I don't know.
Good Lord. Chew on that for a bit. Choke up on that for a bit.
I just thought
Ryan,
maybe
I meant
together
chewy.
We could fight some crime. Why not?
Okay, Ryan. In a...
Robin.
Woody Allen is...
Woody Allen is the boy
summer.
Wonder.
Woody Allen is Doomsday. For goodness sake, Superman, I just thought, listen to all this Wagner.
Okay, Ryan. This is recent Batman storytelling. Batman lost his life in a battle against...
Lou Gehrig's disease.
No, unfortunately not. No.
Today, I feel like the luckiest bat in the world.
I was
going
to say bat.
Yes, Robin.
Lost his life in a battle against who?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, lost his life in a battle against...
The Joker?
No, dyslexia.
Huh.
He was actually driving in the Batmobile, and he pulled up at a stop sign, but he's dyslexic, so he thought it said pots, and he thought it was a possessive of Cobblepot.
You stumbled,
and
that's what I did.
Oswald Cobblepot, and he was like, the penguin, where? And then he got hit by a bus and died.
Wait. Like, it's like ongoing monologue of what he's doing. He's just driving the Batmobile, just like, you know, the penguin, wait! Quick, Robin!
And he didn't stop. He, like,
quick
he
Robin,
hit the gas because
like,
looking at the
I'm
stop sign,
there.
Looking at the stop sign, he read pots, and he was like, oh, Oswald Cobblepot owns it. I should find it.
He was just like, I eat some sticky weed. Some sweet nugs.
Alright.
I will become baked.
Yes, Father.
Okay. Joey. In a limited series crossover, Batman and Wolverine merged to form...
Oh, I should know this because I have them in the Amalgam series, right?
Yeah.
The bats in the world at what they do.
Where's
my job, Marvel?
Yes, Father, I shall
DC.
Become a Wolverine, but wear yellow and blue.
I shall choke up on the bat.
Mr. Claw.
So close.
It's
dark
Claw.
Dark
Claw. I knew it was Claw
dark
something.
Claw. Yeah.
The problem is I can never tell when the question's legit or not.
These are all legit.
Well, no, you know what I mean, though.
They're too legit. They're
too quit. Legit.
Ryan.
Have you seen Hot Rod when he's like,
I've I was seen too Hot legit. Rod, yes.
Too legit to quit.
Yeah. Ryan.
Okay, sorry.
Batman is the inspiration for which popular top 40 hit?
I think I actually know this.
Which popular top 40 hit?
Yeah.
Like current top 40 hit?
Possibly. Maybe. Maybe not. I don't know.
Wrecking Ball? By Miley Cyrus?
That's absurd.
Being silly.
You're being ridiculous. I like this song. I was actually looking for We Are Never Getting Back Together by Taylor Swift.
I was literally Googling, look, come look at my screen. I was about to play We Are Never Getting Back Together by Taylor Swift.
Why?
Because I thought it would be funny.
It is funny, but we have the same brain.
I should get points.
You get so many points.
And Taylor Swift gets negative 10.
Well, because she writes it so, like, it's
she
like
needs
a diary.
To stop.
Well, Tadolf Swiller.
He doesn't get credit for that show.
That's so weird. Okay.
That's a Hollywood Babylon.
Last question. Last question. Okay. So, to tally up the points, Ryan is at, like, the first time. Batman is a dick and he hangs out in his cave.
And he fights crime.
And it's the penguin.
It's the penguin. It's Cobblepots. Okay. This question is open for everybody.
Okay. Even Taylor?
Yes.
Especially Taylor.
You have to tell me which writers never wrote Batman.
Okay. Oh, you mean all of them?
Buzz.
Well, there is Margaret Atwood.
That's on my list.
Not surprised.
Margaret Thatcher.
Well, she wasn't really a writer.
She wrote laws.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you trying to tell me that Margaret Thatcher never wrote a thing in her life?
Okay.
Why the fuck are they all dressed as bears in this music video? Fuck, I hate Taylor Swift.
Are you guys just giving up on this game? Who didn't write Batman?
Okay, there was also the guy who had to go, Salman Rushdie.
He never wrote it. Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Genghis Khan.
What did he write? You're so stupid.
He wrote mean things.
No, he rode a horse.
How are you making this stupid question stupider?
If you left the brick of cheese out, Taylor Swift would eat it because she looks
like Garcia Marquez. Why do you know the chords to this song? I mean, I guess they're G and C, but still. Now you've lost interest in this question.
I know one.
Dr. Phil?
Fuck, I never read a book.
Dr. Phil never wrote it.
I've had four so far. Do I get a point for each one?
You win the game.
Ah, sweet.
Why do I win?
Okay, you know,
we just played the comics quiz and Joe's News What's the Answers is. We'll bask in the glory and the fame of being the comics roundup king, Joey G.
Break it down, I'm gonna go to the store and get some shit.
Did you say Joe's News Knows?
Yeah, he does that every time.
Oh, Joe's News Knows What the Answers is. Does he really?
He
clearly
does.
Clearly do not listen.
All right,
to
let's talk about some news.
All right. Okay.
Okay. Guys, today was the Image Expo.
I have already added 13 of the announcements to my subscription. I'm definitely going to follow the new Rick Remender book.
How about I go through the list?
Okay,
go
through the list.
All over
list.
My news bit.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that you had. Okay, go.
I'll talk about. I'm not interested in much.
Aw.
I'm a
doesn't
crumb
mean bum. Much. Doesn't mean anything. I'm gonna cough again. Sorry, McLaughlin.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. It's the list. Robert Kirkman details plans for Invincible number 111.
Yeah,
it's not really an announcement. Joe Keating and Kari Randolph launch Tech Jacket Digital. It's available now on imagecomics.com, exclusively digital. And now we actually get into real announcements. So Joe Keating and Lila Del Duca are doing a book called Shudder, which looks pretty fucking cool.
Whatever happened to Hell Yeah?
Subway. I don't know. I wonder. Hope it eventually comes out. But anyway, I think Shudder looks really good. It looks like fantasy.
That's one that I'm on the fence about. I haven't decided to not follow it, but I didn't add it to my file yet.
I put it on my list.
Yeah.
So add it to my list. Then we had Brandon Graham announcing a shared universe fantasy series called Eight House.
I'm really excited for this.
Rios and whatnot. It's on my list.
Yeah, I definitely jump on that.
Two books on my list.
Eh.
Then we had Joshua Williamson announcing a horror comic called Nailbiter with Mike Henderson.
I'm leaning towards getting this.
I'm leaning towards it.
Boys, my list. Shadow Lion imprint to launch a new Ted McKeever project, The Superannuated Man.
Sold immediately. I want it.
Well, you can't have it till June, but in June it's on
my list.
Yeah.
Rick Remender to collaborate with Greg Tocchini on a 60-issue series called Low.
Greg Tocchini was
his partner on a book he did for Radical Comics called The Last Days of American Crime, and it was awesome.
He's also doing the cover work for Hinterkind.
Yes. And this book is on my list. Yeah, Matt Fraction's doing ODC, which we already knew about, but it's like the Odyssey in space.
Moving
Casanova from Marvel back to Image, which was where it belongs.
Yay!
And those are both on my list.
I have to read
Casanova. Last time, you would love Casanova. Last time, they were talking about Casanova, they were saying that Michael Chabon would be doing something in the backups, which really excited me.
That's very cool. He is in, somebody is drawing it, and I can't remember who.
Well, I know Ballinger and Moon are both in New York, I think,
but
Kelly Sue DeConnick and Valentine DeLandro are launching a women in prison exploitation science fiction comic called Bitch Planet. Sold to my list.
Yeah. I'm on that
it's
book.
It's on that book. Nick
I
Spencer.
Wait for that. I'm getting every book that he announced.
Me too. He announced a book called Great Beyond with Morgan Jeske, who did Change, which was on my list. But I didn't.
And that issue is zero.
But I'm going to get it. He also did a book called Paradigms with Butch Geist. Instantly on my list. And Cerulean, which is a color? With Fraser Irving.
Which is a what?
I thought Cerulean was a color.
It's like a kind of an aqua blue.
It's like a city in Pokemon.
That too.
I'm on the road to Cerulean City.
Anyway, it's
Cerulean City.
Whatever.
It's a song.
Shut the fuck up.
But I don't trust that Fraser Irving will have his book come out more than 3 times a year. But I'm still...
He does consistent work on Uncanny in between Bacallo arcs.
That's what I mean, though. Like, he probably gets a year to work on like the 2 issues that he does between a Bacallo story.
Even if it's just 2 issues, I'm psyched.
I know, it'd be great, but he takes forever. James Robinson's The Saviors is now going to be an ongoing.
I'm so happy that James Robinson got screwed over by DC, because as soon as that happened, he just was like, fuck it. And then, he's like on 2 or 3 books at Marvel, and now he's got The Saviors, which I love, and this new book.
He's doing Iron Man Vaders, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love James Robinson.
All the books we just mentioned are on.
He's also the Saviors, right?
What?
No.
No. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
The Saviors is great.
I loved
The Saviors. I thought it was so cool.
Nick Dragotta, Fred Van Lente, Tom Fowler, and Jordi Belair team for Howtoons, an educational comic for kids.
Isn't Jordi Belair just doing the colors for every single one of the books we've spoken about so far?
Probably, but this book is not on my list.
But it's not on my list.
Will be on Yusuf's list. Because he can learn.
I can't.
And this is another book that wasn't on my list. Nightwing writer Kyle Higgins launches Cowl.
It sounded interesting, but...
I'm just tired of superheroes.
Yeah.
It sounds like a cool idea. Like, it's a labor union for superheroes. And why are you covering your face with a fucking shirt? What are you doing? Is it like soaked in ether?
Meth.
Oh, okay. How do you soak something in meth?
You dip it.
Then you stick it.
Anyway, it's called Cowl. Kieran Gillen and Jamie McKelvey are doing a book called The Wicked and the Divine, which sounds awesome.
It does sound awesome.
I'll have to see.
Because Young Avengers is done now, hey?
Yeah, I heard that. This sounds really interesting.
My understanding is that for the first arc, Kieran Gillen will be doing the art, and then someone else will take over. And
Kieran Gillen?
No, sorry.
Jamie McKelvey's
doing the art for the first arc and the third arc. Someone else will be in the second, and while the other person's doing the second, Jamie McKelvey will be doing the art for the next Phonogram series, which will also be on my list. Chris Burnham and Grant Morrison reunite for Nameless, balls to the wall horror comic.
I can't wait. Yeah. No? Oh yeah, you don't really like Grant Morrison, do you?
Bill William teams with Barry Kitson for Magical Comic Restoration.
I'm excited that this is an ongoing.
I'm excited to have this comic on my list.
You'll finally be reading a Bill Willingham book with me. Yay!
Mm-hmm. I'll get it too, because things are fun.
Scott Snyder and Jock.
This was one of the most exciting announcements.
Witches. A horror comic.
I cannot wait for Jock and Snyder.
With a place of honor on...
I was telling Rob about this. The concept of this drives no interest in me whatsoever.
It sounds like Suspiria. I'm in.
And I always think I don't like horror books, and then I remember that, like, the books I like the most are horror books, and, like, I really enjoy The Wake,
Yeah, you're kind of stupid.
I don't know. Like, it's weird. Like, Ghosted is one of my favorite books right now. And I'm always like, I don't really care for horror books.
Yeah, I think we all do.
I don't care for Steve Niles horror books for some reason.
I like Steve
Niles. Well, and last but definitely not least, Ed Brubaker and Sean Phillips have signed a do whatever we want deal with Image for the next 5 years.
That's
where
so
they
cool.
will Image will publish whatever the fuck they want to put out together for the next 5 years. Fatale will wrap up with issue 24, and the next book, The Fade Out, which is going to be like 1940s Hollywood noir.
And it's an ongoing, right?
It's another one of those series that'll run
Yay!
Until it's done. And all of Criminal and Incognito are moving from Icon to Image for all their future releases and re-releases. So
sweet.
All of these things can be found, if you look, on... Yes! The covers for these are great.
I know. The one teaser image of Nameless looks so excellent, too.
Yeah. I didn't really get a good chance to look at it because some of us have to work.
Excuse me.
So I went to go clean up Millist to make room for all the new books that I wanted to go on to, and I'm actually not following like anything that's even remotely easy to cut. I read a lot of superhero. Well, I don't read like a ton of Marvel and DC actually. Like I cut a lot of the fat from my list. Like.
Most of it from my belly.
Hey,
but
it was actually really hard.
I put on a lot of weight.
I ended up
the only
DC or Marvel book that I actually cut was The Movement, the Gail Simone book, which I actually still really like. Hey,
Zing.
Dear Dave. Anyway, that was
I have a lot of books on my list.
Just out of curiosity, how many pages is your list?
I don't know.
I retook the top spot. I know.
Really? Mine is a page, and then I have like four more on a second page. So, and I can't cut anything.
When I found out that my wife was going to have a baby, I thought, are they going to be protected and taken care of if I pass? And then I thought, I don't want a will. Let's talk about comic books. So I went and I canceled a bunch of books off my file because I was like, I'm not going to have any money. So then I had a baby, and lo and behold, I don't know why I say it like this, I discovered that when you have a baby... You don't go or anywhere or do anything. You can't leave the house. So as a result, I have more disposable income than I've ever had, and my comic list is as big as it's ever been. Now, I have no time to read any of these comics. I'm buying more comics probably than I have in years, and I'm reading less than I have in the last 10 years. Like, it was a miracle that I read 12 books this week, and only because Nicole was very nice and knew we were going to record tonight. And offered to take Brody upstairs at 9, and I had 4 hours by myself to read.
Wow.
Yeah, so what I'm saying, kids, is if you want to buy more comics, just bang a girl, knock her up, and then when the kid goes to college, you'll be able to read all your comics.
You threw a wrench in my plans when you said bang a girl.
All right, bang a boy. I don't care. Knock him up.
It's not a
list.
It's not a question of like what sex it is. It's a question of consensually being allowed to
good. What do you mean?
Girls don't let me in their cooters.
Jesus Christ!
I knew that I would get that.
God.
I wonder why.
Because I say, can I get in your cooter?
Yeah, I know. That went without saying. That was what I was saying. Thanks for hammering it.
Dug up, bitches. No, I'm just
Again, we're going to solve this problem, Ryan. We're going to get to the bottom of your love life.
I'm going to get to the bottom
the
of
next
them.
Are you leaving? What's happening right now? Rob just came in with his coat on and grabbed his keys off the table. We're doing a show. I know it doesn't sound like it, but we are doing a show.
It's cold. Put on a
this
sweater.
Is what happens when we take an extended break.
This is what happens regardless.
It's like,
What's it like, Ryan?
Should we talk about our favorites? Do you want to talk about our favorites?
Yeah.
I don't remember what my favorite was.
We didn't talk about any books.
I know.
Okay, other books that were good. This isn't the one's favorite, right?
No.
Okay, Black Widow number one, really good. Nathan
I loved that book.
Film Noto, great book.
Kind of, sort of okay, but looked pretty.
Anyone's favorite?
Nope.
Sex Criminals number four, awesome book.
Yep, fantastic.
Really good. Painkiller Jane number three, really good. Hinterkind number four. I'm digging it.
I love Hinterkind.
This was your favorite, right? Yeah. We'll talk about that.
Fatal 19.
I haven't even read it yet.
Fantastic.
I'm actually excited to...
really good.
So good.
Not because I'm not having fun, but I'm actually really excited to finish the podcast so I can go home and actually read it. Because the second that you started talking about the fade out, I was like, fuck, I have an issue with Fatal I haven't read. I really want to go home and read Fatal.
And what might be my favorite horror comic right now, and one of my favorite comics period right now, Afterlife with Archie number 3, Francesca Francavilla, and Roberto Aguirre Sacasa.
Mi casa.
Muy bueno.
Su casa.
Muy bueno. Exactly. I couldn't have said it better myself, mi amigo.
I forgot to pick it up, but that book's awesome. Also, I read Deadpool issue 22, which was actually really, really funny and really good. And
it's actually pretty good.
You know what? It's weird. This book, I'm always like, it's actually pretty good. And then I'm always like, why do I add the actually? Because it's always been a really good book in my
Brian Posehn isn't on it anymore with...
No, he is, so.
Oh, he is?
Yeah,
oh,
and it was like a misprint. In
oh, okay.
And then Daredevil issue 34, I think we kind of talked about it, but it was really, really good as well.
Yeah.
All right.
For us, it's a hard knock life. For us, what kind of life is it? What kind of life is it?
It's a hard knock life. We get knifed on the street and kicked in the back, and then we get on the street and smoke some crack. That's because when we're outside, we're making sure that we all get a ride when we ghost ride the whip. There's a documentary on Netflix called Ghost Ride the Whip. I'm not kidding. It's 82 minutes. It's about people ghost riding the whip.
I spit all over my
arms. I swear to God, I was on
Netflix
yesterday and I was like, how the fuck is this a movie? How is this movie 82 minutes long? Someone made a documentary about Ghost Riding the Whip.
My favorite Ghost Riding the Whip thing ever is when there's the one with the old people doing
people.
It, and it's amazing.
That one is actually good. When you like get a car to drive without you in it, and you just dance on and around the car while it drives, and this song plays.
And there's this one with like this yellow car and these old people, and it's amazing.
Yeah. We'll show you after the show. We once, me and Stefan once recorded a video at the gun club of us ghost riding the gator.
I did that like today because
I was like, Stefan, let's ghost ride this bitch. We did. What's happening?
What's your favorite?
Oh,
right.
What's
happening now?
My favorite comic this week, guys. I'm going to take you down memory lane to a memory you don't have.
Oh, there.
Bob Fingerman.
Here we are in this memory.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Popcorn.
Look at all of the things that are from the past.
Like
Rob,
popcorn,
look.
Eating.
Your mom's a total whore and she wants to sleep with you and she thinks your name is Calvin.
Wait.
Like in Back to the Future. We've yeah.
See, I was going to be like the temperature unit.
I was going to be like
Calvin.
Like and Hobbs. She wants to bang your tiger. Okay,
no, you know a tiger can't
okay.
Change his stripes.
Big Bad Billy Bob, Bing Bong Fingerman. Bob Fingerman wrote a comic in the 90s called Minimum Wage. It was sort of like a semi-autobiographical or extremely autobiographical story about a cartoonist named Bob, or Rob, excuse me.
Hello.
And like his adventures and of like living in New York and meeting this woman. At the end of the series, they got married and blah blah blah. Now this series is back from Image with a new number one, and this story picks up 3 years after the end of the previous series, and they're divorced now, and it's sort of all about Rob getting back sort of on the dating scene and getting his life back together after he had to move back in with his mother after he and his wife had gotten a divorce. Because he didn't want to have children.
Holy run on.
Now, you do
bad.
Not have to have read the original series in order to get this, because you could totally jump onto this without any prior knowledge. And I highly recommend
any knowledge of, like, Richard Pryor?
Yeah. Like, if you don't know anything about Richard Pryor...
Brewster's Millions. I'm out. I know.
Yeah, you can, so you... But that's the thing. Like, it's okay if you have the knowledge of Brewster's Millions or Superman 3.
Isn't Brewster's Millions, like, really sad at the end?
I went to Brewster's.
No, I can't remember.
That's
a happy ending.
I haven't seen it in a long time.
No, you're thinking of the...
He loses all his money. He doesn't get all the money. That's
but
sad.
But he's happy. He gets the girl at the end,
who
dummy.
Who gives a fuck about girls?
See,
money!
This is why...
This
yeah, that's right. Fuck bitches, get money.
That's right.
I made some.
It got me this far in life.
I made some Disney joke the other day about like fuck bitches get mini or something.
Oh,
I don't
God.
Remember what the context was, but it was funny.
I don't know. I like that mouse.
Anyway, the point is you don't need to know anything about Brewster's Millions to read this comic, and I highly recommend people do. It's really good. Like, and the weird thing is,
the character in the book of Ribby Robbie Fingerbang, it's the kind of character that I really have absolutely no... I can't identify with this character at all. We're nothing alike. We don't have the same issues or problems or anything like that. Like, his struggles to be an artist and be employed and find love in the big city. I don't really have that problem. Because, I mean, my art gets bought all the time. And anyway, my point is, like, for a character that I really have no way of relating to, it's just such a fantastic story. And I love this character. And I love to see what happens to him. And I can't wait to keep reading this. And for those of you who haven't read Rooster's Millions, they're reissuing the entire previous series in one big book called Maximum Minimum Wage.
Did you notice that you said people who haven't read Rooster's Millions?
Yeah, because you don't have if you want prior knowledge.
Oh,
I'm still milking the prior.
I thought basically. You were just like mixed up.
No, I mean yeah, but that wasn't. I was intentionally mixed up. Anyway, my point is, in February, Maximum Minimum Wage will be coming out. The entire Deluxe Definitive Collection of the original series. It was put out once as a book called Beg the Question for some reason. He said he retitled the series when he put out the trade, which wasn't the whole series, but was a bunch of it. And he says, for some reason, I changed the title. So I had read Beg the Question, which is why I was aware of this series. But anyway, Minimum Wage, number one, Billy Bob Fingerbang, and I highly recommend you read it. There.
Right on.
I'm done. Somebody else fucking go.
My favorite.
Oh, yeah.
My favorite's really, really quick.
I didn't even know that book.
Yeah. It's like, you in bed.
My favorite is...
My favorite this week was Federal Bureau of Physics, number 7, by Simon Oliver and Robbie Rodriguez. It's the end of the there's something about, what's her name, Reyes story arc. It was a 2-issue story arc introducing this very robotic character into the FBP. And excellent art, excellent storytelling. It's my favorite series of 2013, probably the new... Of new series, it might be my favorite. I think it is. But this week, it was my favorite. Ryan.
Hi.
What's up?
I'm Ryan. My favorite is Manifest Destiny, issue 3, from Chris... I'm going to next this up. Dingus? Chris Dingus? Sure.
Chris Dingus!
And Matthew Roberts.
See, the first time we talked about this book was in the episode where Ryan killed the Geek Stampede universe, and then we'd finally stopped laughing, and I had to say my favorite book was by a guy named Chris Dingus, and we all lost it again.
Chris, I think it's Dingus. It sounds less silly. Anyways, this book, I picked up the first 2 issues on, like, a total... here, buy these from the comic store. I'm drowning here, guys.
And, did you like it?
Yes, I did. I was kind of interested in that book, and then I ended up buying it before I knew what happened. This issue has less to do with the half buffalo, half human minotaur kind of deals, and more to do with what, on first glance, appears to be zombies, but on second glance is not zombies, and is awesome, like, weird plant zombies.
Swamp things.
They're kind of like swamp things.
They're kind of, yeah, and then they're also kind of like zombies.
I coughed again.
Like, they're just... They're
the
so
art
cool.
Almost looks like Tony Moore.
Oh, it's...
Tony Moore meets Gene Ha.
That's an odd pull, but I like it. That's what I said to my wife on our wedding night.
I feel weird now, knowing that.
You should use one of those, like, dinosaur grabber claw things.
Whatever your laugh!
Oh my God. Do the Dandy DLF.
This is either a good episode or...
Oh, it's the worst. It's
oh,
the worst.
God.
or that episode.
This book's good. And there's a really cool teaser to what's in the next issue.
This is possibly my new favorite series.
Yeah, it's...
Of 2013.
I'm getting it in...
We never did go back to your stupid best of game, did we?
That was kind of the joke.
Honestly, if it wasn't for Sex Criminals being... maybe my favorite book of the year, this would have probably been my favorite new series. Like,
I do
pretty
like
easily.
It
was between this
so
and
much.
Sex Criminals.
I missed out on this, and I missed out on Ghosted.
Oh, Ghosted is so
And you also
good.
Missed out on Ghost Ride the Whip.
All right.
What's yours, Dinghead?
I already did it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Really? Where was I?
Right there!
Really?
It was FBB.
Are you serious? I have no memory of that at all.
Yeah.
Are you so... Is the no. You actually did your favorite?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Why? It's fine.
I mean, I guess I do.
I gotta go. I have to. I gotta. My butt really hurts.
Why does your butt hurt?
I don't know.
Why are you so butthurt?
Want me to kiss it better?
All right.
That was a weird, like, Luis Guzman
voice. Boys, what have we learned today?
I can do a decent Dan DiBiola.
I guess.
We learned some of the authors of the past who have never written Batman. Hemingway Dan never wrote Batman. Does it be sound effects?
Is that what I think it is?
It might be.
All right.
What else did we learn today? That it's Thursday.
Until next week. I'm Joey G.
I'm Robbie G.
I'm ghost riding my whip.
And Ryan. The best thing about this is that it's the Ghostbusters song.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's all for our show that's ostensibly about comic books, but not really. Thanks for listening, Justin, and we'll see you next week.
Love you.
See, because they get out of the car, and the car keeps going, and they dance.
Do you want to go do this up front right now?
Yep.
The roads are not good right now.
Oh, God, I had to go around twice for some reason. The first time was like a scouting mission.
The valet was busy.
Well, no, the first time was like... I came around, and I went to park on the one side, and then some douchebag was right behind me really fast and, like, gaining on me. And as soon as I turned the signal light on, they were, like, about to hit me, so I had to, like, turn really fast, and I didn't get into the parking spot, so I just went around again. It was a bad decision by me. I'm a bad driver.
I keep coughing.
Hey, guess what I found out I couldn't do today? Drive with my hands at 10 and 2. I found that out long ago. Drive with my hands at 10 and 2. I can't do it. Like, I can't drive that way.
Properly?
Yeah.
Alright.
I can only drive with one hand on the wheel.
Me too. Anyway, fuck y'all. Love yous.
I didn't know we were still recording. That's embarrassing.